But you're sliding today.
Big toe still good. Pump it up.
Ah, shit.
Cheers. Dude, my shit's straight. I forgot. Shit, think I'm gonna kill yourself.
Holy shit.
Well, damn. Well, your Pontiac, Pontiac Pete, in the flesh. The one and only, man.
Y'all, give me a moment. I'm trying to gather myself together for you guys.
Yeah. This is the first pot podcast on the Weave and Wop, so I called it podcast. Last time I might have gave y'all me and my two homeboys. Today is a one-on-one, as you can see.
With a legend in the building.
The one and only Pontiac motherfucking P.
It's your boy, Pontiac P, a.k.a. that guy, a.k.a. what you smoking, a.k.a. holla at me, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the building. Got my dog, Wout, with me. You know what I'm saying? He say, he needed a legend. Talk this pot talk. I'm here.
I could have bullshitted y'all, could have hit y'all with some random nigga that none of y'all actually know.
He went out and got,
Why not just get somebody that's...
If you gonna bring up weed, it's no way you don't know who I am. I'm that guy. Well, when it comes to gas, I'm that guy.
Just let him know. It's been a few years, me and my guy done crossed paths and been fucking with each other.
Right on.
And ever since, all I know about this guy, he's lit. He's smooth. He can't fuck with me on the court.
Ah.
Yeah, I had to do that out there one time.
Well, I don't know. I try to hoop. I ain't got it no more. Psych, nigga, I'm that nigga. Hey, y'all, excuse me, though. My brother got me on some goddamn...
Look, he went problem with some peach for the day. I put him on game.
I'm on a peach and fucking brisk iced tea.
With some brisk iced tea and peach parmesan. I'm proud of my nigga.
No acid, nigga. No acid.
Look, this shit here...
I don't forget.
This shit, he don't know. He doesn't know. He's a rookie. But it's all good.
But yo, it's your boy, Honey Act. I'm in the building.
Real talk. Y'all see that the fan set up. We hotboxing technically still, niggas, but damn it, it's 90 degrees.
It's hot out there.
Use damn food if you want to fully hotbox. I got a blank right now. Man. This is just to finish breaking off. Yeah, but what I will do too, one time for the one time, I got these delicioso, one of the only kind in the beef possibly made like me, you feel me? Motherfucking poor man pork chop with barbecue sauce. I'm gonna put that bitch in the light for y'all.
We call them burn-ins. Well, I call them burn-ins.
Wherever he from, he burn ins. My end of the hood, nigga, this is called poor man pork chop, you dig? Feel me? I did this shit years ago with my uncle. Yeah, fuck it. We was hungry. We had two pork chops and it was three heads. We made that bitch work. No cap.
One man is gonna do what he got to do.
When it's time to survive, you adapt and move on.
I am fucked up. Oh my god.
Woo!
Hey, man. You know, I'm just a cool guy, man. I don't bother nobody. I cool out. I get high. I chill. I drive an old school.
Yes.
I drive a car that's older than me.
I'll give y'all a tour just for the YouTube viewers. You know, I'm going to tell y'all now. Subscribe to the YouTube. I'm going to put the link in bio soon. You know, won't go down. Spread this awareness some way, somehow. Y'all gonna learn about this gas, niggas. A lot of y'all niggas think y'all smoking gas. You gonna learn about gas,
man. And that's what I'm here to teach you guys about the gas. About, you know, just the business aspect. you know, prices, you know, just everything, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot.
There's a lot of bullshit. It's really a lot.
A lot of bullshit going on. A lot of shit that, like, just makes you, you know what I'm saying? Pisses you off and frustrates you. Especially a guy like me. I always have gas. I always smoke gas. It's getting a little harder to find it. You know, it's kind of like a treasure hunt now, you know? But, I mean, hey, man, I still find a way.
You don't sell drugs.
That's one thing I do not condone. I would never sell it. I would never sell
drugs. I ain't a junkie, but I'm a user. You feel me? I'll admit to that every day. I am a user.
It's legal in some states.
And I'm waiting for Louisiana to get their shit together because, hey, fuck my head up. Who that was we seen just a little minute ago? Maine?
Maine.
Mm-hmm. Maine making the motherfucking moves to make it recreational. Shout out to y'all niggas. Y'all giving us hope. Y'all might be at the tip of the top of the United States, but damn it, y'all getting the East Coast really flowing like that. Because that means Canadian niggas going to smoke weed out there, New York niggas going to smoke weed out there, all that. So guess who's going to be trying to go to Maine one day? Y'all want to make some shit happen. I got to, you know, cash app a nigga, just send y'all cash app. What's up? That's the way we do.
Definitely need, oh, okay, all right. He designated, if y'all didn't know, he designated a paper plate as the ashtray, all right? No.
Look. You know, cat, we make ways. We are users. Man. Remember that.
Oh, man.
We use whatever it comes down to.
But anyway.
Maybe your hope.
Okay. That is true, but we're not even going to go that route. Not today. Right. We're not going to talk about that today.
We good.
Now, let me see. Where do I start? You know, just with the weed, man, just seeing it progress from when I first started smoking, from when it was 20 a gram to 15 a gram to 2 for 25. 2 for 20, bro.
The 2 for 25 was the shit, nigga.
So that was the best deal
ever. I was really going with them 2 for 25 and that shit still was 15 a G, nigga. You felt like that nigga loved you. No, cap. You felt like that nigga loved you. And not even because the shit was even better weed every time, but because it was a fucking deal.
2 for 25 was the best deal ever.
Niggas even care about a quarter.
Niggas say, wanted 2 grams.
Right,
that's
now,
it.
A quarter was going for about 45, 50. Back then, that quarter was 90, my nigga. So that right, 2 for 25 made you feel like that nigga.
I remember when halves was 140. Fucking zips 230. Nigga, if you got a zip for 210,
oh, that nigga was your
you
cousin.
Thought you was getting the best deal
that
of your life,
had to
nigga.
Be your cousin had to be somebody that you actually seen baby pictures of type shit, like, for you to get them deals.
I'm like, son, I am getting there. Like, man. But look. But now, all right, this is what we're here to talk about today.
Right. We're going to educate y'all on the thing that's going on in America now. There's a lot of things that we as Americans be blind to.
And it's also relative to us down here.
Exactly. Like, we gotta cheer on certain things. You feel me? Certain things we neglect, like an ugly kid.
I don't know how to put it out, so I mean.
Yeah, you can go on.
All right, guys. Let's get it cracking. Now, this is another thing I want to say. This is to everybody out there. You know, I know a lot of people, you guys smoke 3 grammers. Yeah, you know, some, big some, blunters.
Some motherfuckers.
I am like this. If it's quality inside of it, you don't need that much, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. When I'm with my guys, you know, I might, you know, throw a little 4 grammer, you know, roll up 2, 3, 3.5, you know. But, you know, if it's really gas.
You don't need to blow your brain out, my nigga.
This is all you need, bro.
You don't need to blow your brain out.
Like.
Legitimately. Fuck. I don't know if I'm sweating because of the liquor on the food.
I'm not sweating, but goddamn.
I'm sweating. The nigga could feel this heat.
And I didn't kill all the bottle yet, so I haven't reached my full potential.
I'm almost there, my niggas. Almost there. Last night, this nigga caught me really slipping. Like
I had to go. Like, this nigga was... This nigga was finished. In this very seat I am in right now, this guy was out of there, you know?
Yeah.
And you see it when I light it. Ah. The smell. All
right. This here may be something y'all gonna have to just get used to. I will get naked. Damn near. Anytime it's hot and I'm sweating.
Man. Alcohol feels like it raises your temperature for some reason. So.
Yeah, that shit.
If
that
we
shit
come out the shirt, don't. Just don't judge us.
Don't report me. I'm not showing nudity.
You know, we're not obscene, you know.
Yeah. Got pants on, all right? But no, man. Real talk, though. This weed game, we as Americans are blessed and cursed. Because I feel like we have to learn from Jamaica. But not everything. Me, personally, I'm a mess of Jamaicans. You know they mostly smoke Reggie. Because there's so much abundant Reggie that's their favorite type of weed. They're appreciative. Nigga, when we were smoking Reggie, the only reason I was smoking Reggie, because that was affordable.
I wasn't paying $20 for no gram. I looked at it like this. I paid $20 for two blunts. Well, you could pay $20 for like eight of them bitches. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do the math. I mean,
nigga love math, you heard me? To when I was into smoking, I was like, nigga, well, I play myself. I could roll up a fat ass blunt for $5 compared to y'all niggas rolling up one blunt for 10? For 10, nigga? I ain't stupid. To I made my adjustment. Niggas want to try to be what they not, and that's what be fucking y'all.
That is the problem. A lot of people want to be what they not. A lot of guys want to roll fat blunts. A lot of guys talk, you know, talk this, talk that. But they don't really even, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the weed you smoke, you might have to smoke that much. Because you want to try to be high and can't afford the right bud.
But this is what I've been seeing a lot lately. If you don't know, in my city, or in your city probably too, it's kind of dry. You know, it's kind of a drought going on in which people talk about, you know, people talk about prices some going
people,
up and,
yeah,
you know,
about their prices, they're getting you know, tax, y'all.
But I look at it like this. If your dealer is taxing you, he's a middleman. You know, because the only way he's going to make profit is if he busts you up. You know, he getting taxed, so he got to tax you. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing about me. If I'm getting it like that, I could never tax my... Like, I could never. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but...
Like,
and another thing, I've been seeing recently a lot of guys, they tax more than, you know, I don't sell drugs, but they tax reasonably high for a product that doesn't match the price at all.
Nigga, I done seen weed all one color, right?
Like, I could go on my snap right now and flip through the snaps, and all the weed is brown like the fucking dirt over there. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
That shit look like sugar cane crops, nigga.
Like,
you might see little sprinkles of green, but the rest is some bullshit color.
But, like they say, you know, prices are going up. You know, this and that. But in actuality, it's because, you know, it's getting a little harder to grow illegal weed in California and places like that. They're cracking down on it. You know, it makes it harder for people like us here in Louisiana to get this. Thus, you know, I mean, if I'm taking a risk, I could kind of understand why, you know, the price is a little higher. But, I mean, can you at least have your product match it? I'm not finna pay expensive prices for bullshit. Honestly,
most of these niggas who trying to make as much money as possible, they getting liquidated weed. They getting weed that's really, I don't want to say just dry it out, cause nah.
Trash.
They're getting trash and accepting
it. They're getting trash, accepting it. Probably because they don't know weed. Look, bro, I've been smoking for a good while now. And, I mean, I could look at weed and not even smell it and know what it is. I mean, there's people out here just, they see it. Okay, what, how much? They buy it and try to sell it.
That's the one thing I hate. Nigga gonna pick up a pack from a nigga. Now, me personally, I don't have to ask for weed. Like, hey, what's the name of this? Because I know personally from where I'm from for sure. Niggas don't know the name half the time.
Man, niggas be putting names on.
That's like, been a huge.
I be seeing niggas talk about cookies, gelato.
All right, this,
like, man, stop that. Because I know what it really thing, like. See, come I on, like I could go.
Say some cookies if it's some buttered up weed. That's gonna wait.
Bro, I could go on Burner Page right now. Real smokers, y'all know who Burner is. You go on Burner Page right now. You can look up cookies. You can look up gelato. All that shit. Now compare that to what your dealer got. I bet you are highly disappointed that he lied to you. You know, and that's another thing. Man, keep it real with your people.
Real talk. If you don't know the name, just say, so I ain't gonna lie.
Or even if it's like, if it's not what you know what I'm saying?
But keep it real. No, this is the bigger thing. The niggas will be trying to sell a weed. I'm about to say the number one thing I know for sure that these niggas can't answer. Is it indica or sativa? I know white folk who act like anytime they see the bud, like, damn, what kind of shit is that? I know black folk who ask, damn, that looks like some sativa shit. I like that kind of look. But the dealer don't know? That's a problem. Like, I understand you getting a big amount at once. But, nigga, you better break a little bud up and look at that motherfucker. You better be able to tell the difference.
And that's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, they just jumping into the game. They don't know what's really going on. I mean, they just try to, you know, make themselves look like they know. But they are. Just make themselves look like a fool. Because, I mean, you know, it takes for a guy like us, you know, a guy that, you know, been doing anything for a long time. I know what they're talking about. You know, yeah.
I've been around the block in different areas. Not even just to say, like, where I'm from. Bro. I've been to different places and literally had to just be either bold or stupid, you know, to walk up to a motherfucker and feel like, hey, you got some weed?
I've been through that. In Panama, I fucking, look, bro, I brought a zip. We went out there for a week. I brought a zip. I smoked that zip in like 4 days.
Oh, shit.
So, the last 3 days, I'm out of weed. What I do is, I wait till I see a nigga buying some swishes. That's how you get them. That's how you get them. See? I chill in the car, and I see how you bought them swishes. See, you know what I'm talking about. So, I holler at you. 9 times out of 10, you know. And then, hey. But, I'm telling you, bro, Panama... That was like, bro, I fucking ran out of weed. I was all on my fucking scooter looking for weed. drunk and shit, nigga, had my shades on. I'm drunk as a motherfucker on that scooter. Just everybody like, man, where Pop at? Well, I'm gone, boy.
I gotta get straight. I'll go on that, man. I never went to Panama.
Panama is an experience. If you haven't been, I will go. You know, a lot of people have been. I mean, it's just a place like you. I feel people should go because I mean, it's just a good experience.
Right.
You know, you trap off your moped, you're high. You know,
I feel like only a southern people.
Right.
Anybody in this whole southern region, I agree.
Right.
I agree. This is not no kind of slap in the face at all you Panama City niggas or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is, I feel like these motherfuckers in the West Coast are saying let's go to Panama. They got some on the West Coast. They going on.
You are right about that.
People in New York, yeah, y'all might want some weather, but y'all not trying to come down to the southern shit every time. So what y'all do? Y'all go to y'all spots that y'all really fuck with. If y'all know the spots, let us know.
Let us know.
Because we are some southerners.
We are trying to widen our broadband. Because, I mean, everybody where we from do the same things, go to the same places. We just want to be different, you know? I tell people all the time, I don't want to go to Cali. I don't even want to go to Cali. I want to go to Colorado.
I
want to go snowboard, nigga.
Survived in Colorado from my area. That's it motivate me, like, you feel me? And niggas don't even want to admit when other niggas motivate them. Like, I don't understand that for sure. I don't understand that. Like, people, I understand they got dick riding, but some people can misread dick riding and really motivation. You feel me? Because I know some niggas that done went to college that done motivate another nigga to go to college, but some people gonna look at it as if you done dick rode this nigga just because he doing the right thing.
Right.
You feel me?
Right. And that is a lot, and you know, by the way, the alcohol is kicking in most definitely. But anyway,
he's sinking in y'all see.
I'm not a drinker. I'm a smoker, guys. You know, this is what I do. I smoke. You know what I'm saying? If anybody know me, you know what I'm saying? I'm known for the gas. When people see my car, they flag me down.
Because
they know what it is. You know what I'm saying? They know I'm the guy with the gas. You know what I'm saying? They know I don't, I know. You know what I'm saying?
But we don't sell weed. Though.
But I don't sell weed. You know what I'm saying?
That's the one thing we do not do.
I don't sell weed at all.
Because for one, law enforcement, niggas don't have a problem with that. I'll admit that. Me personally, I don't have a problem with that. Oh my God. They don't know. They don't know.
If you are from the South and you, you know, deal with police, you know. But, you know,
you get picked
it's
on.
Crazy.
You
it's
get crazy. Picked on randomly, and it can be so randomly that it's actually true, you know. To where you're in a shitty situation, what are you going to ask? Nobody helps except yourself? How you going to make
just don't panic. Just be natural. Never give yourself up until they, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, nah, nah. Don't say until. We that's, don't give ourselves up at all.
Look, I look at it like this. I'm not giving myself up unless they fucking, like, grab the shit out of my pocket. Now, if you put the weed in front of my face, I ain't gonna lie. Like
me personally,
you know, I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if I have anything at the most to say for me to get pulled over, I'm going to see exactly what it is. I know I have. Like, hey, I got some roaches in this bitch. But fuck, houses have roaches. So it's like sometimes you have to accept the roaches. And that's what, but that pisses people off.
But it's crazy because it
pisses people off. Hold on, it pisses people off. The house has roaches, right? So imagine how pissed them cops really feel to find roaches and no bud. That right there must piss a cop off.
That is true.
Like, damn it, the dog on the snow. You got the fucking 20 roaches? Enough to make 3 blunts?
Holy shit. Alright. Basically, what we're saying, what I'm saying is, you know, the weed game is changing at the moment. It's getting harder to find the gas. If you don't know what, if you don't know that guy with the gas, you're just not gonna have it for right now, because it's really like that right now.
And I feel as though,
or
the punishment,
you could find it, but the price you're gonna pay, you're gonna be like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, you know? That's what become the biggest thing too, niggas.
Price
niggas
versus
prices.
Quality.
You can't accept prices and quality. Like I personally, when Zips was going down to 200 a flat, right?
Right.
I could have found niggas still selling it for 180.
Right.
But the quality wasn't making me happy. Like, it couldn't even look good. But it ain't smoked the way how it looked. And that used to make me even madder than it just not even being good at all.
Right. And, like, that's, nigga, and that's what I was getting at. I have no problem if, like, my guy is like, okay, look, I got this for this price, but it's not really what I normally have. It's like, it's, you know, a little straight. I actually respect that. I would actually still buy a little bit of that. Just to show my appreciation for you keeping it.
Right.
Because my number one pet peeve is when people be like, oh, I got some gas, you know, some top-notch shit.
If a nigga
and you get that
gas,
and it's bullshit.
Oh, you know,
that is the biggest letdown ever in the world. Like, it'll aggravate you, piss you off.
Watch your comparison now. Everywhere you go, I don't care what city you in, none of that shit. They got gas stations. I'm talking about legit gas stations, Chevrons and Shells and all that, right? Circle K's. Motherfucking 7-Elevens, dude. All that. Raceways. Murphy USA's.
Right.
We all know who's going to have the cheapest gas compared to the other. But when you're about to make a big move or you're really in need of this exact gas for the real reason, you will either always say, fuck the price, it's worth it. I'm going to go to Chevron. I'm going to go to that motherfucking Shell. I'm going to go to that motherfucking universally known place because I have no doubt it won't fuck my car.
No doubt. No doubt it's good gas.
It is great gas.
No doubt.
But people going to look at it as if, oh, that's 9 cents more. That's the same thing as a nigga saying, that's $10 more. Nigga. is it worth it, or is you just gonna just say fuck it, it can go all wrong, go well, I can accept the big loss I take? Because I don't feel like it's worth it to me. I'd rather motherfuckers really be on some.
And that's the thing with me, like, I always put quality first. And that's how kind of I got my name for myself. Just because I put quality first, you know, when I light my blunt up, everybody smells it. You know, I can't hide it. You know what I'm saying? Like I always put quality first. You know, I never, like, if I'm going to fuck my lungs up by smoking, why not smoke the best shit you could find? Why fuck yourself up with this bullshit going around? Like it's common sense. Like, if, let's say, theoretically, I was a dealer. Theoretically.
If I just so happen to have enough weed to where
I can, you know, probably sell to my friends that can't find it. Why wouldn't I want to have the best weed I can find? Why? You know, because at the end of the day, it is a business.
At the end of the day, it's the same thing as you being able to say, hey, man, you need some weed. Go smoke this shit that I approve of.
I'm giving
you my side.
My stamp. I'm giving you my fucking,
like, nigga,
stamp
trust
and
me,
seal
this
on this
weed.
Weed.
This is some weed that you're going to be like, damn, right, nigga. Like, I understand exactly what you're saying with that. Because,
right,
like the stores, they're not going to want to have some
trash
weed
product
that's going to sit there forever.
Forever and not get sold.
Because that's going to make you feel like, nigga, I done literally invested in nothing.
And then it's like people talk about your product.
Ooh.
Like, hey, man, you heard of such and such? Oh, man, he got that. You know what I'm saying? And it helps you with your business. It brings more clients. It brings more, awareness.
Like, females, I understand. Y'all might not need no weed that's going to have y'all fucking passing out. Y'all going to want some weed that's going to just have y'all chill. To where? Y'all going to be relaxed. Y'all going to be happy. Y'all going to just be geeked up, like, motherfuckers want to be trying to have a female pass out. Nigga, you stupid. Mm-hmm. You not getting no pussy if the female pass out. Come on, man. You take, look.
But let me, can I say this, though? Guys that feel like they have to get girls fucked up in order for them to hit, that's so lame. That is so lame. Like, you are so lame.
You have no game.
Oh, my God. Like,
you have no game.
Just one thing I preach, just be yourself, guys.
You have no game. You have no game. You have nothing to offer. You have literally no kind of.
But also, a stoner rule is don't ever go to a chick's crib without any butt.
Yes. And, like, you have to hide it from that exact female. That's tough.
Don't lie.
That's tough.
We're older now. Okay, I get if you're in middle school, high school, you lying. Trying to, you know, hide, look. Okay, but we grown, you know. I don't have to lie to you. If I smoke weed, I smoke weed. At the end of the day, I handle my business. My bills are still paid. I have a job. I feel like if it's not stopping you from what you're doing, your goals, I have no problem with it.
Right.
So why hide it? You know, why lie about
you
it?
You accept me for,
you know,
me for all my flaws. I don't feel like it's a flaw if I'm doing it. Because I feel like if you're doing it because it's a flaw, nigga, you only doing this because you feel bad for yourself. And that ain't nothing that I feel like any nigga should want to put himself through, like, and I'm going to hit the bottle and think, nigga, I thought about some crazy shit. Nah, nigga, fuck that. If you want to hit the bottle, you want it for celebration, I always feel. You happy about something. If you going to smoke that blunt, nigga, you got to have a, I understand you might feel like, oh, I ain't smoked today. Yeah, because your body might be used to it.
Right.
But also, nigga, it's because you know for sure it's going to lift your spirit. Because it's a certain connection that you end up having with this good old wriggly good gas that you get your hands on if you're able to.
If you're able to.
There's a lot of niggas not able to.
And that goes to show that it's levels. It's levels to this game, man. Like,
just like life. We teach you a lot about life.
But this is like true stoner talk.
No, hold on now. You give me about 10 seconds. I'm going to throw a little ad in here. How that?
Haha.
No, we're back. You feel me?
Now, this right here is just true stoner 101. You know, just this is for all the stoners out there. You know what I'm saying? Not just the occasional. This is for the true stoners. You know what I'm saying? Know what they're talking about. This is for you guys. You know what I'm saying? First off, what was your first high experience?
I mean, without going full detail, basically, because I mean, like, my number one way of explaining it, it was, hold on, I need y'all to realize, I feel as though I'm a lot more controlled right now.
Right.
Mind it.
Like I say, he does this.
I can crossfade like motherfucking Allen Iverson crossover, you know? On the truth, you feel me? But just to say though, like, what it is, my first experience, I did it with some people with someone I trusted, wouldn't try to harm me, which would be my number one advice for anybody that you want to smoke. Do it with some people that you're going to trust.
Especially for that first time.
Yes.
You finna feel something you never felt before. So, like, I mean, the best thing is to be around people that really
no matter if it's family comfortable around you. And I don't want you to be around nobody that make you feel like you're vulnerable.
Right.
See, that's what fuck you.
That's dangerous.
Like, if you're going to honestly, like, smoke, period, I don't want you to feel like you don't want to be vulnerable around. Because when you high, a nigga going to be a little vulnerable of confusion, especially your first time.
Yeah, like, before you can, you know, really
judge yourself. Yeah. And start to get a scale of everything. Like, I feel as though in life, as a real human being, you probably have to smoke at least 10 times to put a scale on yourself. And within those 10 times, 6 out of those 10 times, you're going to smoke different weed. And when I'm saying different weed, I'm talking about like in a different occasion. So where you go by at least by your last 3 times of smoking weed, you know for sure this is the weed I wanted to smoke or something. You know? You were specific. Your first time, you ain't give a fuck. So me, I don't know the name of my first weed I smoked, but I was with some people that I trusted.
Right.
To where I was in the front seat of a car, right? And there was and I was like in the car with a little kid. I don't condone that. So I'm sorry that happened there when I look back at it now. I would never do that. But I was in the front seat with a kid, right? Man, I'm so high. It's like it was literally just me, the person I was with personally, and another person. So 3 heads in the blood.
Yeah.
That normally could average out to about with a rotation of what? 3 times?
About 3 rotations.
About 3 times, 4 times almost.
Depending how you roll it.
On which person you are, how much weed and all that, you know. So I was second in rotation. So, a nigga like me, I really was on some shit. I'm getting high today. You feel me? And once that high actually first kicked in, all I could have said was, this is what the Matrix feel like. Like, literally, this is what the Matrix feels like.
And I swear, like, the first times is, like, the best times.
Like, I'm so glad I did it, honestly. Because, like, as nervous of a child I was, because of how creative I've always felt, and, like, I always wanted to just tap into a different way of thinking, you know? That's the whole reason why I was ending up hitting the blunt, because my people who I was with, they knew. Oh, if you smoke weed, that's going to either calm you down and really, like, have you focus in a different way, or it's going to have you a lot funnier, you know, a lot happier.
Yeah.
Because at the time, a nigga might not have noticed as a, I ain't going to say as a child, but when I first moved marijuana, I was young. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'm just here 8th grade. I was in 8th grade.
Yeah, you're younger than I were.
Yeah, I was in 8th grade. Not even 8th grade. I take that back. 7th grade. I was 7th grade. Right out of elementary. And elementary, for me personally, I don't like to shit on niggas. But if you was a nigga They went to the original Hockey Street Elementary. In between the years. You feel me? I'm going to shit on a few niggas, but I ain't going to cap. I'm going to shit on a few niggas for sure. In between them range of 2002 and 2008? I think 2008. Yeah, 2008. You knew who, you know the name Caleb White. You heard me? That's all you fucking heard every year, nigga. I'm out there shining, nigga. To where, like, the people I was with when I first smoked, they was older because they knew me. And they was like, shit, nigga, as smart as you are, this shit gonna actually make you smarter as young as you are. Then they didn't let me smoke because they were trying to influence me in a bad way. They didn't do that because it was like, I want to laugh at you, be high. But they did it because, nigga, you smart enough to control this at a young age compared to a lot of other people.
Right.
So a lot of people don't know that. Like, nigga, I smoked not because I wanted to really just get high, time. It was really on some, like, I'm a youngin' that niggas know if I wait till I'm older, people gonna try to take advantage by me not knowing enough about it. You feel me?
Right.
Because honestly, I could have turned out to be one of the niggas that could get burnt for a gram still to this day, 15.
If you didn't know what was, you know what I'm saying?
If I wouldn't have been put through that early at that time.
Right.
And I don't look at it as those, because the people who I smoked with for sure, they never tried to sell me weed. They always just got me high. So they never was trying to make no money off me. But the older I got, you know, that's when you realize that some people was going to try that.
Yeah.
Because they know what kind of character you have and what kind of assets you will carry along in the future, possibly. Like, damn, somebody going to break him up to where he'll maybe just come shop. Nah. I learned that. And that stopped me from fucking with a few people because I could realize, like, oh, that's how you feel.
Right.
But it's always different parts of that.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal, too, though. Like,
yeah, because if you was first smoking,
they can show that you are on game while you're high.
Because, like, why me being so young doing that, I took a lot of noticing. Like, a lot of niggas might not pay attention to either they self or their thoughts. But me, I used to play roles, I could say, whenever I was first smoking, for like that first year. Like, I'll fake, like, I'm extra high sometimes. I'll notice them extra high. And I saluted that because the nigga like me was like, okay. In my head, that's really how I feel. Like, okay, y'all are so zooted. I feel high, don't get me wrong, but I'm literally like, I'm not really controlling myself.
And was that actually, because I mean, with weed, it's all a mind thing. You know, if you can control your mind, you can control yourself, you could be high all day and people would never know. You know, you're just maintaining. Basically, you just, you know, you're still that same person. It's just you're high, you know. But in the beginning, some people, you know, that don't have that mind or, you know, don't really, you know what I'm saying? No, they could be vulnerable. And that's how shit happens. You know, people see you high. You can't handle your drugs. I mean, people going to try you, especially where I'm from.
Oh, yes.
People going to try you.
People,
you know,
they get managed to certain things. But if you are, I don't want to say necessarily new smoker, but if you just smoke, if it's your first 2 years of smoking, you have a lot to learn. I don't care, like, what you say.
I've been smoking. Well, like I say, I ain't been smoking as long as you've been smoking. I started smoking my freshman year of high school.
Yeah, I have extra, you know, 2 years on this guy.
My freshman year of high school, like I say, I feel like, What it was, I graduated 2015, so it had to be like 2010, 2011, some shit like that.
Right, that's why I said, like, you know, between 2009 to 2011 range, when I was in middle school.
Right.
Those 3 years.
Around that time, I feel like the fucking best music was coming out. Like, nigga, I was listening, that's when I first got on the Currency and Wiz and, you know, ASAP Rocky and all that shit was hot at the time.
I had all the guys that wasn't into weed just because of, you know, oh, I want to be a junkie. I want to get high. No, right, nigga. This shit,
I don't know. Like, with me, like,
it makes, you feel me?
I'm listening to Wiz and Currency. They talking about getting high, roll a joint, do this. And
so you
know what I'm saying?
I'm like,
man, I'm like,
that's how it made you feel?
I was curious. You know, I could say my first time smoking was out of really curiosity. My favorite rappers, you talking about getting high, rolling the joints, you know, smoking gas, whoop de whoop. I'm like, damn, man. And I mean, as a kid growing up, I would always smell the skunky smell when I would go by my people crib. And I didn't know, like, oh my God.
Growing up, I didn't really run across weed
as much. And I would always.
I stayed home in my neighborhood outside. You feel me? I was always outside, just running around, balling.
And I'd just be like, damn, man, got skunks around here. And they'll always laugh at me.
But I never got to, like, enjoy the smell of weed until I started going to, like, my older homeboy crib. And I was already smoking at that time, though. Right. So the niggas was passing me the blunts, and I already knew what it smelled like.
Right.
But before, as a kid, I never really was exposed to it as much.
Right.
Because I could say, like, I have some younger kids I know for sure exposed to it, and I wonder, like, is this going to tempt them that much eventually? But for you to say, like, you used to smell it as much.
I used to smell it, but I didn't know. Because, I mean, my people, you know, I don't want to say that. But, you know, my people did things. And, you know, I would smell it, and I'd be like, man, what is that smell? But I kind of liked it. I don't know.
Like, I might have been one person that I know. But it's just to say, I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah. But, like, my first time was definitely just listening to Currency and just wanting to see what they're talking about. I fucking bought a gram. The guy wanted $15. I had $14.
Ah.
He said it was good. I gave him the $14. I had the fucking, it was some fucking gas. That's one thing I can say. My first time smoking, I paid for the gram. And got the gas. My fucking book sack was stanking all day. I got that bitch in first block, nigga. I had 3 classes to go, nigga.
Oh, nigga, you got that.
And lunch,
nigga.
Fuck, this shit was at school, nigga.
This nigga got his fucking first class.
My book sack was fucking, nigga. My JanSport small pouch was stanking, nigga.
Shout out to my dog.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't see you do your magic, nigga. I know how that shit worked. I could imagine how that went for my dog.
So, bum, I get home. Like, my place to get away and smoke, because my mom at that time would always be at the crib. Her work schedule wasn't how it turned. Like, she would be at the crib. So, like, I kind of had to get away. So, I'd go to the park. I'd go to Bank Park, you know, walk, go smoke. So, I was like, let me just go act like I'm about to hoop and just go smoke.
Time out. Nigga, I want all smokers to realize this is something very important. When smoke hits your eye, Let it cry. Fuck it. It just burned my eye, y'all. Oh my God.
And then it's back, so it really kind of bad.
Yes.
But yeah, bro, I fucking walked to the park. This is like I rolled it up. Like, I found a book with, like, you know, the notes pages, like, nothing on it. I cut a little rectangle. Rolled it up, but I felt like it was too loose.
See,
I felt like I was gonna waste my weed. So, son, I could kid you not, bro. One like this, bro. I fucking went to the park. My bro had one. My first blunt was rolled in the black, bro.
Damn, bro.
I say, man, you got a guard, bro? He said, nah, I don't smoke, bro. I mean, we young. You know, he was younger than me. So, he didn't, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't smoking, but he had a black. You hear me? So I got the black from him. We went in the little dugout. If you know the dugout at Bank, I fucking bust the black down. I didn't know how much weed to put. I put the whole gram in there, put all the weed in there, fucking
probably
put the
fat nuggets.
Fucking fat, bro. It looked like a regular black. Oh my God. I slid the filter back on it. I slid the plastic back on it. I'm not knowing what the fuck I'm doing.
No cap.
No, fuck, I cannot make this shit up,
bro.
I slid the plastic back on it.
I never knew you went through that first blunt.
Bro, this is my first experience, bro.
Bro, it's not even the first blunt, bro. I don't know what to call it. My nigga did not smoke a blunt for his first time smoking, y'all.
It was a fucking black,
y'all.
My
nigga did not smoke a blunt for his first time smoking.
I was by myself. Like, I didn't... You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to see what it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh my God.
I said, I rolled it in some paper.
I'm so blasted.
I was so trash rolling that paper. Bro, that paper was so loose. Yeah, I just knew.
My first time smoking the paper, I fucked up. It was with some
I
real
knew that bitch
smoking.
Was going to be so trash.
So I was with some real smokers and my shit undone. And this is how I come to this day. I have to say, if a nigga blunt undo, the first thing I have to tell you, because they told me because of my joint undid, fix your hoe. Your hoe tripping.
Your hoe tripping. Believe that.
Real talk. Like, if y'all niggas, if I catch niggas saying that and I know y'all to listen to my shit, y'all learn that from me now.
Your hoe tripping. Fix your hoe, man.
Fix your hoe, man.
Your hoe coming undone, man.
Real talk.
Fix your hoe, man.
That's the whole reason I learned that. So continue with this. But son.
Bro.
So a black blunt.
Hey. This is the kicker, though. The filter was put back on it. That's what
that's
I was like.
Fucked
I'm
up. That's what fucked up. I ain't like, that's what's fucked up, my nigga. Like, you didn't even get to smoke your roach.
No,
you
roach.
Didn't even get the roach.
I thought it was just over with. I just threw the black on the ground. So, I light it. I'm high as a motherfucker, bro.
But, hey, no cap. Look, I can imagine that. Cause I'm going to give you an actual handshake with you. I have went smoked with a hoe, with two hoes at that. No gum. I was in the flats one night, and I was like, probably at that time, 4 years in smoking. I was with one of my partners. It was his first, like, year within smoking. He wasn't old enough. I wasn't old enough. We couldn't go get no guards.
No guards. That's the thing. I couldn't get no guards. So
course,
it's like.
We couldn't get no guards. And I mean, fuck. We didn't laugh yet, no.
Oh, you
so you
gotta,
definitely.
If you in Lafayette, you know. You gotta have that ID,
if
man.
If you don't, for sure, we have that.
Access that to that hood store. Like, we got them hood stores, nigga. You ain't got that hood store.
You
better have
that
ID.
If you underage, I'm not condoning this, of course. But if you underage, nigga, you could run across a connect that could be like, hey, serve my little nigga.
Right.
Make sure he get what he need anytime he come. If I'm not with him, let him get that. You heard me? That kind of shit goes on where we from. And I salute it because it's really like letting you know in life about networking early. Because if you don't have a network early, you will not get that plug.
Right. That's a
but
big
just to say,
deal. Big deal.
My first time smoking a blunt in a goddamn black was with some females. Nigga, I don't know how you smelled that weed for your first time to say like smoking personally. My first time smoking it in a black after smoking for already 4 years. And being like, damn, this is what I done resulted to, feeling like shit on the cool. I'm like, damn. Like, damn.
Hey, but you know what else I can say, though?
It smelled like turkey bacon. Turkey bacon. Son, we in the apartment. Talking about the hoes in the bed, my nigga. Real life. Me and my partner probably could have hit if we would have had them hoes with a real blunt. But I was smoking a goddamn back of
a fucking back of gun.
That's my back of gun right there, nigga. We couldn't even go to our moving hoes That shit there,
That is unacceptable.
That shit that taught me a life lesson. If you're not prepared, don't play yourself.
Don't play yourself. Because at the end, you will look like a fool. Okay? Don't do that. But, like I was getting at, all my true stoners, when you were coming up, when you was trying to learn how to roll, I know you watched that Wiz Khalifa How to Roll video. I know I did. All my homeboys did. I feel that if you watch that video of Wiz showing you how to roll up in the jacuzzi, you a true stoner.
I learned from one of my partners.
You're a true stoner.
But at the same time, I learned from childhood experiences.
I learned from fucking up as many blunts as I did. Son, I used to make a .5 look like a gram. That bitch used to be so loose. To where I fucked up so many times, to where I just got nice.
But me, all right, I couldn't remember exactly. My first blunt was in a Splitterillo. Shout out to this motherfucking Splitterillo.
Oh, my God. That's classic right there. That's classic.
That was my first one. Because for sure, as a real smoker, when you first smoke, you like, no bang for your buck. I can get three dogs for $1 compared to two for $1. That mean I could probably roll a bullshit .3 and have three blunts for $1. compared to having to get two guard, one guard pack of swishers for $1. So I was like, fuck it, it's a deal. Whatever. And I went with my move. So I'm in my OG crib at the time. And we really like cooling. Now, I didn't been buying weed probably for like 3-4 weeks now. This nigga getting tired of me coming over there. And I'm honestly tired of him because he's took forever to fucking roll. I don't know what it be with certain niggas, but if it take y'all forever, as in like 30 minutes, nigga.
Stop it.
No cap. Some niggas really taking 30
Real
minutes.
Real talk, though. That is true.
Like, even in between conversation, in between on some, like, what you up to, like, get a phone call, might actually walk out in the middle, break it down, and then go do some other shit. Nigga, 30 minutes to roll it does not make sense.
What is your favorite thing to roll out of? Or smoke out of, can I say?
Personally favorite? My personal favorite, my nigga? I gotta give a shout out to my niggas. I gotta do my research on y'all. But I will reach out to y'all eventually once I get more, you know, credit. I fuck with these guys.
Shout out OCB.
Motherfucking OCB papers. Like, I fuck with y'all herb papers. Well, not herb, I'm sorry. Hemp papers.
Organic.
They're very organic papers. I fuck with y'all bleach papers also. They're very, it's very sturdy compared to a lot of other.
They're easier companies. To roll, I noticed.
Like, if
you
it's
can
your
tuck
first,
them way
if
better.
If it's your first joint, if you ever want to smoke a joint, you'll be like, fuck it, I want to smoke. Go get you some OCBs. That's my number one option.
It's a good starter.
Like, compared to Raws, Raws are very fresh.
And that's the thing. Rolling a joint will test how good can you roll. Because, I mean, you could try it yourself. If you can roll a joint pretty nice, you can roll.
Real talk.
Because it's really not easy. I mean, just coming from a guy like me, I roll joints. I roll my own cones. I mean, you know, it's not easy. Now, once you get your experience up, I mean, I could throw something together real quick, filter in and all that quick, you know, but I don't know, man. My favorite thing, personally, I mean, I'm a Swisher guy. You know, shout out Swishers. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. That is my ultimate go-to. That's what I came up on. Hey, let me get a pack of Swishers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I came up on.
I mean, no, but you came up on them.
Also,
black
though,
chips.
Man, that was my first time, man.
I smoked for my first blood, but this nigga smoked for.
Yeah, look. At one point in time, though, like as I got further, like listening to Currency and like understanding their message, I was rolling just papers for at least 2 years strong.
Yeah,
like have, just papers, like my I got on cones raw real hard. You can ask any of my homies, like that's all I was smoking. Like if you were smoking a gar, I'd be like, I'm good, bro. Let me roll this up
I
for
have
us.
A few homeboys,
you know what I'm saying?
I can see like once I was close to the end of high school, honestly, which obviously sound like your range of when you were smoking, mm-hmm. You know. So like your junior and senior. That's when I was meeting niggas that was on that currency floor also, and they was on that game of, you know. Yeah,
paper flow. Right, paper
if
flow.
If we linked up for 420,
it opens your eyes.
Like if we linked up for 420, he was that nigga that I'll cut with three cones.
Three nice fat ass cones. Bitch is pulling to, amazing.
Tell me, he'll hit the blunt probably once or twice at the most. He has that bitch. He'll be like, yeah, my cones got higher. Talk his shit.
It's hemp. It's organic. It's not tobacco. And that's one thing, like, I really. You know, and that's the thing. I don't want to sound hypocritical because I'm going to be honest. I smoke blacks every now and again. You know, but tobacco, like, if you can exit out as much as you can, do it. You know, because, I mean, in the long run, tobacco is not good. Especially with weed smoking. You don't need tobacco to smoke weed. You could just get you a little, you know, you could get you a pipe. You could get you some papers. You could get you any. It's all kind of different ways to get high. You know, but, I mean, like I say, this is what I came up on. Swishers, you know
so many
what I'm saying?
Options to where, like, if you have an abundant amount, nigga, you could blow it in 30 seconds.
That is true. That is
I've
true.
I've seen people just hit the vacuum pump and really just burn the whole
just
zip.
Fucking the volcano, nigga. But and let me say this about Backwoods.
I'd rather.
Oh my God. Fucking Backwoods.
Leave, honestly.
Oh my God.
If I keep it 100% G, because I could be honestly but look, rolling let me up say a, this, a 2 gram in that and be happier compared to a 3 gram.
If you want to leave, go get you a Fronto, man.
Oh, yes.
Go get you fucking Fronto. Like, smoking Backwoods, like.
Hey, hold on. Let me ask you this. As a real man, who put you on Game of the Frontos?
My guy to the left of me, definitely put me on Game with the Frontos.
It's a most custom definitely. Motherfucking blunt.
If you're going to roll a leaf, get you a Fronto, man. Don't waste your time with a Backwoods, man. Don't, you know, and that's how the world is right now. People go with, you know, just with everybody going. People don't want to be themselves anymore. They see everybody rolling Backwoods. Oh, then how they fuck with Backwoods.
You
man,
put yourself
come on,
through a struggle of straining the roll, 3 grams in a blunt.
Nah,
you can't do that.
Don't get me wrong. I could roll a nice Backwood now. Don't get, I could do my thing now, but you know what I'm saying? Just, I mean, like you buy a pack of Backwoods, you gotta search through the pack first, find you a good one, shit like that. Like man, that's bullshit. Like you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're gonna smoke a leaf, because the leaf
Fronto,
you could put, of course, more weed in it.
There's so many varieties compared to just the Backwoods.
I mean,
you can literally
Backwoods,
get a Fronto leaf. A banana leaf
a
size.
Big leaf, nigga, and cut the pieces you need. It's not pre-cut.
If you wake up in the morning and have a 0.8, nigga, you can roll that 0.8.
You can
exactly.
Cut you a little something, roll that up. Or if you your homies come over, you want to roll something up nice.
You can roll an extendo out of the leaf.
Come on now.
A full blank motherfucking.
This is like a fucking blank motherfucking
canvas
for a motherfucking artist, you know. You do whatever you want. You know, and I mean, Backwoods, they aren't the worst, but
I can say when I rolled my first Backwood, I was happy with it. I was like, yeah, this shit hit because it's hit hard like a motherfucker. But after a while, you don't enjoy it.
Only thing I don't like with Backwoods, I feel it too sharp. I don't know, because I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of weed, but
it's fat, but it's too
tired.
Sharp for me.
Yeah,
I need something a little longer. No homo. I don't
want pause
on that. No homo.
I'm a man.
But I need
I'm
something
a man.
Definitely slightly larger because, like,
pause
come on.
Again.
Man, if you know me, goddamn, I'm Pontiac P, a.k.a. Huey. I gets the pussy, all right? I do is my thing, goddamn. Now, I don't want to also brag because I don't do that either. I'm humble, you know.
Right.
I'm just a cool guy,
this
like
is
I said.
That's what
I'm a player.
He's a player partner.
I drive an old school nigga. I do what I want. I get money. You know, I smoke gas. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, personally, I feel like the best thing to smoke out of that gets you the highest. I like bones. I like water bones. You know what I'm saying? I like smoking dabs. You know what I'm saying? That's the next level shit. Dabs. You know what I'm saying? Dabs.
Talking about motherfucking sit down.
Dabs is the fucking wave right now. You know what I'm saying?
Really, 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 really sit down.
Like, sit your that's that. Sit your ass down.
I feel like if I could be someone legal, my number one thing to go to edibles. I'm talking about edibles.
But man. Watch them fake dabs. Oh, my God. People don't understand CBD. CBD versus THC. Completely two different things. Both come from weed. Completely different things. I'm going to leave that on you guys' mind.
But we're going to come right back. We got something coming your way to slap. You dig? And as I said, it's dangerous out there. There's fake
dangerous.
Everything when it comes
it's
down.
Fake. Fugazi, everything. Drink, carts, fucking everything, man. You gotta know what's real. You gotta know where is the real.
And I can say, real goes to a further extent than people say, because they don't say, oh, just because it's made more humane or more rawly made. Nigga, that's even more dangerous in my eyes.
Right.
If a nigga gonna tell me I got these homemade edibles, I don't be skeptical every time. But at the same time, it's like, you don't, you not about to compare to a scientist in my eye.
You can't look at it and be like, okay, this is a 1,000 milligram edible. Or you can't,
not telling me you're doing all that extra math. You're not about to sit there and be like, oh, I'll be at home cooking this much can of butter to the exact percent. You feel me?
Right.
Like, if you could cook the shit at home, I salute you that you got that grind in you. I salute that you can make the shit happen, but at the same time, it's like, man, what are you actually mixing together?
Right.
That's what makes me worry.
But you see, that's the thing. If you make it yourself, you can either make it better than you could get out of the store, or you're going to make it much worse. Because basically, you're controlling the potency. You're controlling how much weed you're putting into the oil. You're controlling how much weed you put into your mix. I mean, you're controlling how much you make, how much you stretch it. Now, let's say you make some edibles, but you make, like, them little small square pans? Let's say you make a nice size. You make those, just 4 nice-size-ass brownies. You can eat one of them brownies and slap the fuck out yourself.
Right. And you know what I'm saying? How many milligrams they done put in yourself, though?
That's probably 3,000 milligrams. You don't even know.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying?
And the average at, like, real-life dispensaries and all that I've went through my connects, the average that you're going to get personally for one person or for one edible item is 100. So you done put a 3,000 amount and you didn't realize it. You can't even say like, yeah, you got me fucked up. Yeah.
Right.
Because you done put in each bite 100 milligram, but the whole milligram for each bite of 100 milligram entire edible probably is like 3 milligrams. 4-5 milligrams. Maybe 10 at the most, so if you're really taking big bites.
Right.
But if you got a 3,000 milligram and a nigga just take 2 big bites, then
you are done. You are
flat. You get a real life.
Welcome to Mars, my nigga.
Mars, nigga. They already jumped around Pluto.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just next. Because that's the thing with weed. It's like so many varieties of ways you could do things. So many varieties of ways you could get highs. Varieties of ways you could grow it. You know, that's one thing I want to get into next. You know, the legal in all capital letters, the legal growing business.
Right.
You know, I want to grow.
That's fucking my head up, honestly. What did it say? We had seen some shit off of High Times.
Shout out High Times, the Cannabis Cup.
Right. Like, this shit here has a motherfucking... a net worth of almost, $200 billion almost?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Or 22 billion?
Legal weed is becoming the new investment for, you know, rich investors to invest in.
Right, it's like damn near about to become the next oil worth, you feel me?
And that's which is crazy. Like, why wouldn't the government legalize it everywhere? Look at the states that has legalized marijuana. The economy is up. They're making a lot of money.
The crime is down.
The crime is down. People are high. They don't want to fucking rob nobody. You know what I'm saying? There's more jobs. You could work at a fucking weed factory. As a stoner, who wouldn't want to do that?
That would be every nigga who can't
wouldn't
pass a
wanna...
test.
Look, I'll be on Indeed, all right? And I'll be pressing on, you know, Cali and shit sometime. There's jobs out there just as trimmers. Guys who just trim buds. Who wouldn't want to do that? Who wouldn't want to pick weed all day? Who wouldn't want to, you know, put seeds in? You know, you really see how weed is grown, the whole process, drying it.
It can motivate a nigga to keep going to work if you're a stoner. You know? Like, yeah, man, damn, I cut down 3 pounds, my nigga.
Right.
Like, I added up that much trees and I cut down 3 pounds, so I can't wait to go tomorrow. It's going to be a
and
fun
this is the
day.
Thing, you're getting paid for it.
Exactly.
You're getting paid for it.
I can't even imagine because it's like I understand the cost of living out in certain areas is high.
Much higher.
And comparing where we from, my nigga, I'm accepting it. Because it's a struggle where we from.
Mm-hmm.
We can work hard all our life and still owe somebody.
Somebody. Whether it's your student loans, your fucking debt, you know what I'm saying?
Your kids can set some shit up in the future that they need you to help them with. You feel me? To where real life is still on you in some way. where we from, for sure, if you want to advance yourself, you got to get some help. But if you get yourself on your feet in a different area, you're going to look at it like, fuck it, I'm going to just take that risk somewhere else. It'll be worth it in a different way.
But I just want to say, being from the South, you know, it probably might be people watching this, you know, from places that is legal and stuff like that. I want y'all to know how it is for us. You know, where we come from, people, the police care more about weed than, you know, the actual violence going on, which is crazy. You know, people from where I'm from, the government, they bank on putting guys in jail, making money that way, than giving a guy a job. I mean, it's just how it is. You know, they get money off us being in jail. Look, go to your local jail and search up how many people are in there for just weed. Something that has never killed anybody. Something that's legal in some states. Something that has been proven to help medically. I don't understand it. Like, but like I say, being from the South, you know, they're much harsher on weed. We're especially from Louisiana. Louisiana has been known to be the last state to legalize anything. Only thing Louisiana is good on is our gun laws. You know, shout out the thing sitting between my lap. It's legal too. But anyway, anyway.
But hold up, shout out May 9th. Louisiana House approves hemp legislation, but it does go, but I mean,
it but does it go far enough? You know, they try to make, you know, they're trying to legalize it, you know, but.
Is it the dead date? This motherfucking what? May what? 24th?
May 24th, I believe.
They tried. God damn it.
It could be the 25th. We could be high.
Drunk high at the same time.
We could be high and drunk.
I feel like I'm motherfucking drinking champagne on the airplane. You feel me? In the world of motherfucking two chains. Shout out my nigga. Fuck with me. But, just to say, they wanted to be legal by May 15th. For medical use in Louisiana. But it didn't happen. We're literally a week after this. When will this happen?
And this is for medical marijuana. This is for the people that actually need this.
My mother.
This is not for recreational uses.
Has finally started smoking some. And I'm worried she's getting in trouble for this. You feel me? This is wild. Let her get her weed. Let her get her weed. If I so happen to smoke the weed, where the fuck it?
It's a mom and her son smoking weed.
It's the same thing. It's legal for us to pass each other a bottle of liquor, but we can't pass a blunt.
But can I say this, though? It says more than a dozen bills related to marijuana have been filed by Louisiana legislators for this year's session, including three that would take different paths to full legalization. So, I mean, we might have a little hope, guys. I mean, like I say, Louisiana has always been known to be one of the last states to legalize anything. But, you know, there are people that are trying, you know. Coffee. Weed has been known to help. Like, how does, like, you know what I learned too? Weed, hemp is better than paper. If everything that's paper came out on hemp, if it was, you know, paper was used, hemp was used instead of paper. You know how much better the environment would be? You know how much less paper we would use? You know how much less, you know, harm we would do to the environment?
More oxygen, my nigga.
You know,
I mean, more oxygen is good.
But, like I said,
that's how come the overseas areas, like, as in, I'm going to say more direct towards the Amsterdam area. I haven't personally heard or seen anything on the news talking about their environment. Because they've been using weed and hemp and cannabis for so many years.
But this is just one statistic that fucks me up. How could something that's illegal, nobody has died from this shit? It takes, I did a little search. They say it takes for you to smoke 1,500 pounds in 30 minutes in order for you to overdose on marijuana. 1,500 pounds. You do the math. In 30 minutes. I don't think that's possible.
You think that's possible?
I don't think that's possible. Some of y'all can't even get your hands on 1,500 pounds. I mean, unless you the grow, man. Fuck.
Nigga, that's in a 30 forest minutes, fire.
Just the time it take for you to clip that down.
So no, clip that down. Nigga, that's a forest fire of weed.
A forest fire of weed.
And you must be stuck directly in the middle.
All of that smoke.
And you are the top of the last tree that won't burn. And you just get high.
But that goes to show, it's not about what the weed does. It's not about that. It's not about what the weed is. How much is it better? It's not even about that. It's about the government using the weed as leverage. They know people love weed. Weed is the most used drug. I mean, it's statistics. They make money off of jailing people, giving people tickets, making people go to court behind something as simple as marijuana. That's how some states choose to make most of their money. You know, and it's crazy, but it's true.
Maybe, because I ain't gonna say even geographically it may be proven. I don't even feel as if, but it's shown for sure. It's targeted towards more minorities.
Minorities.
So of course that's the number one reason why they're gonna want to keep it as that in certain states, as in the southern.
A way to keep the minorities kinda in check. You know, in which I don't want to get too deep into that. We talking about something whole other. That could be something. You know, but we getting high, you know, we just talking, you know, and it's like I say, that's for the people that, you know, don't live where we live. Y'all wouldn't understand
how much of an impact they could possibly make, you know, positively.
Well, from sometimes cops to look at you and see if you buying cigars,
like as much agriculture,
you know, and try to, you know,
as much agriculture, as much agriculture.
Speaking, there's one just passed.
Agriculture that we have involved in our money, why not use these big ass old plantations? That's all I would like. Me personally, I would buy a plantation to flex on you, for one, flex on you white bitches who did that dirty to my motherfucking dogs back in the day. Two, make money and grow weed from the front to the back of that bitch. You feel me? And be like, yeah, I'm making money where y'all used to make us pick cotton. And I want straight white workers. And I'm paying y'all the lowest I can pay y'all. Fuck y'all. That's how I'm coming. By 6-7.
That's why a nigga need to hit that lottery. Goddamn. But goddamn. This is what I want to talk about too, though, again. Like, the price is going up.
Yeah, we got to, everybody. They don't have to agree, but y'all gotta just tell me your senses.
I did a couple of research. This is, I feel, what's going on. The governor of Cali sent the National Guard to search for illegal farms, people, you know, growing illegal, you know, doing illegal activities, no permit, no licenses.
Of course. Because, I mean, it's so accessible. It's so accessible.
But in opposite of it, the legal, in order for you to get the legal permits and licensing, it takes over a year, a lot of money. I mean, they make it hard, kind of harder for you to get the licensing, then double back and crack down on you for growing illegally, you know, in which it strangles the number of, you know, how many people are legally able to, you know, you know, but them cracking down on the illegal growers makes it harder for the weed to make it to a city like where we are, you know, much further to what a place where weed isn't grown like that, you know, it's much harder. So, I mean, I feel like that's the only reason guys are driving the prices up, because it's getting harder for people to maintain illegal farms. You know, not just, I've seen a little snap or whatever talking. I kind of forget what it said, but it was kind of like the reason why the prices was going up or something like that. But that was bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that it's because of more fugazi government shit going on. Because of course they gonna get to cracking down on shit like that. but I feel as though it may be just more of some people not want to pay what they have to pay.
I mean, like I said, the government is involved now. It's legal now. So if they see the illegal,
So you say they cracking down the way they cracked down the moonshine.
I'm saying it like this. Okay, it's legal in Cali now. But they see the illegal way is still making more money than them. They gonna feel played like, we didn't legalize this shit for y'all, and y'all still going illegal? All right, bet. Let me take them $2,000 pounds of that gas. Let me take them 1,800 pounds. Let me take them $1,000 pounds. That's all that's going right now. All that shit going right now. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on. But people don't really understand what's going on because they don't know. You know? And, I mean, it's just how it happens, you know? And they've been talking about they trying to rush out licenses to, you know, get more people growing legally and shit like that. But
Of course not. You get it when you feel it. Once a couple of the bigger companies say, okay, we good on the business, so let some people in.
That's why when weed becomes legal in Louisiana, I want to be a grower. I want to grow. That is what I want to do. I want to grow legally. I feel a lot of people know me. A lot of people know my status. You know, when I was in school, people called me Wiz. You know, every time I was in class, I was smelling like a pound. You know what I'm saying? But I was smart, though. Don't play with me now. I was smart. But I was always, you know, I full of that gas. You know?
All honest.
You know what I'm saying?
I was doing my motherfucking thing.
So, but I feel a lot of people know me. I've had that fucking gas. Gas pack. Very tough.
I don't know. I mean, once shit changed down here, I can't wait to see the advancements. You feel me? Right. That's what I can't wait to see. Like, I can't wait till I start seeing them real life. Okay, they got this kind of machine needed to plow weed out here under this condition. You feel me?
And if you think about it, Louisiana, would be a perfect place for marijuana to grow. Exactly. There's a lot of sunlight.
We have humidity. Moisture. And it'll be very, very much more potential than I say a lot of plain states. Because Texas is a large place.
And see, that's the thing that gets us. We're a small state. So let's say our whole state grows marijuana. That still wouldn't be the same amount as if half of Texas grows marijuana. You dig what I'm saying? Just based off of the size. It's a big state.
They didn't make so much money because it's such a huge state.
Right.
They have a lot of attraction for that.
And also they have a lot of control of the economy.
Imagine niggas going to New Orleans to get high legally finally.
That changed a lot of shit around here.
To, like, I could say personally, I done walked around and seen some shit. Some blunts in the air. Watches on bourbon. But I mean, fuck it. I'm all about fucking with people. But at the same time, imagine when it's really legal and they can really be on some, like, in a casino, damn that.
Cali type shit.
Yeah, like, we have casinos. Imagine legal smoking weed in casinos with the look. Imagine the bud tenders.
That would be so dope.
Some fucking bud tenders in the goddamn
at
casino.
At the fucking craps table, nigga, you could... Pick which weed you want before you throw the dice. God.
Hey, any casino, shout out to y'all if y'all want to link up. Hit my management. It's in the bio. Fuck with that if y'all want to link up. I'm going to have that idea down for y'all from merchandise if y'all want to do that.
That would be dope.
Fuck with me. No lie.
I feel like
I'm the first nigga to throw that at y'all direction. And I will let y'all know. Fuck with me.
And also, I feel like it's a lot of people that smoke weed. Why not have weed more, like...
It just need to be accessible, like, freely.
I don't know, man. Like,
Because, I mean, some people make, like, what's the worst? What's going to be the worst? As long as I keep at least an age limit to say.
Yeah, I can see that's the only
way,
thing.
That's a way of keeping your money coming.
Keep an age limit. I mean, a lot of people
like
smoke
age
marijuana.
Ridiculous? You can sell them your dick.
I mean, I'm 22 now. I mean, whichever. I feel 21 is the highest.
I feel like Louisiana, some hoes, and they'll make it 25.
Well, some hoe shit.
That's how I feel. I feel like they'll make it 25. Maybe even 30.
But don't get me wrong, though. Living in Louisiana, like, it's kind of a trap. Because it's like, it show you a lot of love. A lot of fake love, too. And it make you just want to, you know, you're in your environment. You good.
They try to force you to settle for what you get.
Exactly. Until you realize how good it is in other places. You don't have to hide from the police to smoke weed. You could fucking smoke weed like a cigarette, basically. Basically, you know. Whatever, you can smoke a cigarette, you can smoke weed. You know, and I don't know. I feel where I'm from, weed is just made much more of a big deal than, you know what I'm saying, anywhere else. Why, I don't know, but.
I just feel they know you're making too much money off of it, as in underground money.
But then they also make it hard for a guy like me, which means I'm a minority, to get a job. So it's like, it leaves you with a, think with a mindset, theoretically, what am I going to do? Look at 2 Chainz' album. What was this? Either the song or the album. It was like either rap or go to the league. For a guy like me, that's all we got. I sell drugs, trap. That's it. That's it. You don't see too many black business owners or too many black major powers, and like,
you know,
you don't see too many of those.
You can go seek it out, and that'd be hard to get in touch with once they get to that level. That would be the hard story.
Because they change.
No, I'm not even going to say change.
There's a couple real niggas in the industry.
The way how they make it to get that far, you see why it took so much work, and they know some people just really going to fall anyway.
Right.
I'm not going to waste your time.
Right.
I'm not going to waste your time or my time. You're not going to make me do what I made.
And that's the thing. Everybody that's where they are in life, it's not luck. Man, they bust their ass. You just didn't see that. You know? But I don't know, man. Weed, I don't know. I feel like weed is just, like, it's looked down upon, but, like, in reality, people love weed. You look now on TV, you see weed. You look on your Snapchat, you see weed. It's coming around, you know, people getting to really understand. Just the older generation, I feel, they look down upon weed. And, you know, it's becoming more open, you know. Which is good, you know, but.
You see what that crack is.
I feel like drugs like that should never become legal. I feel like a drug you can overdose on,
but no, listen, shouldn't what I'm be saying, legal though. To me. He's scared of that because they just feel like that crack was so much, and they had some of the crack babies. They still don't realize how much weed babies affect them. That's why I feel like their biggest fear is the ones that's legal in so many places. It's definitely going to be weed babies. But we've been around for so many decades and centuries and all that too. I feel like it's too late to try to wear it.
I mean, weed is not all good. I ain't going to sit up here and lie. You could look it up. Some of the little side effects. Short-term memory loss. You know.
I need to worry about it.
Shit like that, you know, but
I need to worry about it if it's short term.
If I forgot about it, it wasn't important.
That's what it is. you say?
He busting up that barbecue.
I went dumb.
But nah, man.
He
means
he don't want to put it on Pullman Poker.
But nah, hey, this is one thing I want to say. I know this is kind of off topic, but anybody that think be nice in that 2K, can I get a challenge? Like, can, like, goddamn. Goddamn. I'm that nigga. But anyway. I'm slapped.
You slapping the slap. It's been a nice little session. I don't know how y'all feel, but it's been a blessing. My guy Pontiac, he been with me.
Your boy Pontiac, I'm a legend. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the, you know, we chop a little game up with y'all, let y'all know just a little taste, you know.
Everyday thing, always playing me, you feel me?
Cool. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real. That's one thing I want to leave with y'all. Keep it real, man.
Real talk. It's a weird wild style party. And it was with your boy Glua. Fuck with me.